This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, welcome. What I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump right into it this week.
This week in film news, according to Deadline, Golden Globe winner Angela Bassett is officially signed on to star opposite of Millie Bobby Brown in Netflix's upcoming fantasy film, Damsel. She's set to portray the lead role of Lady Bayford, the stepmother of Brown's Princess Elodie. Angela's working with Netflix a lot, including last year's Gunpowder Milkshake, and she's also working on Wendell and Wild. Damsel will be directed by Juan Carlos Fernaldillo. It's based off a screenplay from the same writer as Wrath of the Titans. It centers around a young princess with a fierce warrior spirit, as she finds herself in an arranged marriage with her rival kingdom's Prince Henry. However, her situation gets more complicated when she learns that her rival kingdom has a despicable harvest season tradition of sacrificing their princess to a hungry dragon. Now she must fight off the dragon for her survival. We'll keep up with news about Damsel, as I'm sure they're going to start shooting pretty soon. Exciting news for any fans of Angela Bassett. Another piece of film news that's exciting that Deadline reported this week is Squid Game breakout star Hu Yen has officially signed on to A24's upcoming film The Governess. She's going to star opposite of Lily Rose Depp in a film written by Joe Talbot and Olivia Gatwood. It's about three rebellious governesses who upend the household they work in, inspiring the minds of the boys in their care, igniting the imaginations of the bohemian couple who employ them, and abandoning their charges for erotic adventure. The last bit of film news we'll check out this week, off the heels of Thor, that's going to come out in a couple of months, director Sam Hargrave took to Instagram this week to announce that principal photography on Netflix's forthcoming Chris Hemsworth-led action sequel, Extraction 2, has finally been completed. They've been filming for the last 4 months in Prague, and there's not a lot of details about the sequel's plot and new characters. There's no release date yet, but it's exciting that Extraction 2 is wrapped. Exciting news for any Chris Hemsworth fans out there. That's it for film news for this week. According to the Daily Mail this week, The Crown is having a prequel series in development currently on Netflix. It'll reportedly cover the events from late Victorian era to Edward Ville's abdication and relationship with Wallace Simpson, and up to the pre-World War II era, including the rise of socialism and fascism. Deadline warned, though, that discussions are in the early stages and has not been approved for development. But exciting news for fans of The Crown. Some more TV news this week is pretty earth-shattering news, as Harrison Ford is actually going to star in his first major TV role. He's going to join Jason Segel in Apple TV's upcoming Shrinking. It's from the creators of Ted Lasso, and Harrison Ford will be playing Dr. Phil Rhodes, who is fittingly described as a blunt blue-collar shrink. Shrinking is going to be a 10-episode comedy series written and executive produced by Jason Segel. It follows a grieving therapist who starts to break the rules and tell his clients exactly what he thinks. Ignoring his training and ethics, he finds himself making huge, tumultuous changes to people's lives, including his own. Exciting news for fans of Harrison Ford, and I love Jason Segel, so I'm going to be very excited to see this new series Shrinking. We'll keep up with news as they start production. The last bit of TV news we'll talk about this week is about Tom Hiddleston, as the actor is set to star in The White Darkness. It's going to be on Apple TV Plus, and it's based on Dave Grant's nonfiction book, inspired by the true-life account of Henry Worsley, a British explorer and army officer who was part of a successful 2009 expedition that retraced Ernest Shackleton's footsteps in Antarctica. Henry died in 2016 while attempting to complete the first solo and unaided crossing of the Antarctic. This will be Hiddleston's second collaboration for Apple, as the actor starred in The Essex Servant that will debut on May 13th. Exciting news for any Tom Hiddleston fans out there. That's it for TV news from this week. This week in international movie news, RRR, the latest epic from S.S. Rajamouli, has grossed over $126 million in the global box office in its first 2 weeks. It's already the fourth biggest Indian movie ever worldwide, and it gives the director bragging rights to three titles on the top 10 chart of Indian films globally, more than any other director from the country. The much-anticipated film is a fictionalized story of real Indian freedom fighters and stars JRNRT and Ram Charan. RRR has drawn international comparisons to Marvel. Some more exciting news from international film. Pooja Bhatt joins Sudhanshu Saria in a drama series called Sanaa. The story is an introspective drama following the headstrong and ambitious girl who is raging against an internal battle that is rooted in unhealed trauma. The last bit of international film news we'll talk about this week. Six Packs, Tattoos, and Lingerie are ready. 365 Days This Day is a sequel to the Polish film 365 Days, with Netflix smash hit in 2020. And Deadline reported this week that Netflix was set to make a pair of sequels back-to-back. It's the return of Laura and Massimo, but the reunited couple's new beginning is complicated by his family ties and mysterious man who enters Laura's life to win her heart and trust at any cost. 365 Days This Day releases on Netflix April 27th. That's it for international film news. This week in DVD home releases is a film called Death on the Nile. World-renowned Belgian detective Hercule Poirot is on a vacation in Egypt enjoying a luxurious cruise down the Nile when a young newly married heiress who is on board with a ship with her husband gets murdered. When the detective learns of the woman's demise, he begins an investigation that involves observing all the other travelers on the ship. Since no one on the cruise seems to have cared much for the heiress, Poirot knows that narrowing down his suspects will be difficult, so he works hard to solve the case before the ship reaches its destination. Death on the Nile is now available on DVD. Scream is also available on DVD. It's been 2.5 decades since the town of Woodsboro was rocked by a series of murders. Still, the inhabitants of this small area feel that the tragedies are all so fresh. When a new killer makes their presence known, suddenly the town is plunged back to its familiar, unbelievable despair. It will take a true expert to crack the case, and it turns out that Sidney Prescott is more willing to lend a helping hand. Scream is now available on DVD. That's it for DVD home releases from this week. This week in movie trailers is a dark upcoming film titled Human Factors. It'll be released limitedly May 6th and will be widely available digitally on May 24th. It's directed by Ronnie Trucker and it's a psychological thriller starring Sabine Tomedio, Mark Waishke, Julie Herman, and Wyjah Valentin Cube. It's a psychological thriller starring Sabine Tomedio, Mark Waishke, Julie Herman. At the advertising agency they co-own, a couple Nina and Jen have signed a politically charged client, forcing them to confront their clashing priorities. To escape mounting tensions at work, they whisk their kids, Max and Emma, away to their seaside vacation home. But what's meant to be an idyllic off-season retreat turns sinister when a mysterious home invasion sends everything off balance. Though at first the aftermath brings the family closer as they try to put the incidents into perspective, their accounts of what take place begin to unravel along with the couple's faith in one another. Check out the trailer for Human Factors. It'll be limitedly in theaters May 6th and widely available digitally May 24th. Another cool film clip that debuted this week is from an upcoming Johnny Depp film titled Minimata. He stars as the famed photographer Eugene Smith. The film is going to be out digitally April 8th, and the clip that just got released shows a very interesting encounter that Eugene Smith had with just a random person in some town or village. Check out the clip that just got released from Minimata. It'll be released widely April 8th. It's a true story. Based on celebrated photojournalist Eugene Smith. It takes place in 1971 when he's a recluse and disconnected from the world. After receiving one final assignment from Life magazine, he must travel to the Japanese coastal city of Minamata, which has been ravaged by mercury poisoning. That's where the clip that they released takes place, is in Minamata. Check out the little clip they released from the upcoming film Minamata. It'll debut widely digitally on April 8th. The last film trailer we'll check out this week comes from Focus Features. They released a new clip of the forthcoming Viking revenge thriller, The Northman. Features an all-star ensemble led by Alexander Skarsgård. It looks like an amazing movie The Northman's going to be. It's an epic revenge thriller that explores how far the Viking prince will go to seek justice for his murdered father. Check out the newest trailer for The Northman. It'll debut in theaters April 22nd. That's it for movie trailers. Now let's check out some TV trailers from this week. Prime Video finally dropped the official trailer for the upcoming second season of Undone. It's going to make its debut Friday, April 29th. In the trailer, it features Alma as she discovers that her sister Becca has the ability to manipulate time and go through past memories. They team up to order and uncover the truth about their family's secrets. The plot synopsis is, in season 2, Alma realizes there are deeper mysteries in her family's past. However, no one in her family is interested in digging up uncomfortable truths with her. Healing this family trauma can make all of their lives better. Check out the trailer for Undone. It'll debut Friday, April 29th. Another fresh TV trailer that dropped this week comes from Paramount Plus. They released the official trailer for the upcoming Star Trek spinoff, Strange New Worlds. It's slated to debut Thursday, May 5th, and you can check out the trailer where it features Captain Pike, Spock, and Number One as they embark on a mission to chart the stars and push the boundaries of what is known. It showcases the different planets they'll be going to as well as the new life they'll discover. Check out the trailer for Strange New Worlds. It'll debut on Paramount Plus May 5th. The last TV trailer we'll check out this week comes from HBO, as they officially released the trailer for the upcoming third season of Barry. It's going to debut April 24th, and the trailer teases Barry's road to redemption as he tries to find purpose in his life. The plot synopsis is, desperate to leave his violent past behind in favor of his newfound passion, Barry is attempting to untangle himself from the world of contract killing and fully immerse himself in acting, but getting out is messy. Check out the trailer for the upcoming third season of Barry. It'll debut on HBO April 24th. That's it for TV trailers. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at C Banksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram at The Chris Banks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support really helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the FilmBookCast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.